second day of confirmation hearings for Judge Sonia Sotomayor gets underway later this morning in Washington. Among her supporters watching the proceedings in person will be Cesar Perales, president of Latino Justice, Puerto Rican Legal Defense and Education Fund. He's with us now. Good morning, Mr. Perales.
Good morning.
Now, you're one of the founders who started Latino Justice in 1972, and you worked with Judge Sotomayor when she was a board member at your organization. How are you feeling on this second day of hearings?
Well, it's obviously very emotional for those of us who know her, who are her friends, and we're very excited about it. And I think today we'll get to see her response to the questioning that that's been going on through the media. And so we're looking forward to it.
Now, you're not just an observer here. Opponents to her nomination have put the spotlight on your organization, Latino Justice. Senator Jeff Sessions, the top Republican on the Senate Judiciary Committee, said your group's work has been, quote, extreme, particularly on capital punishment and race. What's your response to that?
Well, I think it speaks more to where Senator Sessions is coming from intellectually and in terms of his own values. I think to suggest that for Sonia Sotomayor to have signed a recommendation that the board take a position against reinstituting the death penalty in New York, which incidentally the governor refused to do at that time, is somehow extreme. To suggest that she allowed the organization, because she didn't do it, to take on race claims and to bring discrimination cases is somehow wrong, again, speaks more to where Senator Sessions is in his own sense of what lawyers ought to be doing. I think she's very proud of her service. We're very proud of the work we have done. Again, she was not one of the attorneys that brought the cases, but merely served on our board, provided us with guidance, helped us raise money.
What were some of the biggest cases your organization dealt with when Sotomayor sat on your board back in the 1980s?
Well, one which has been made much of has to do with a claim by Latino and black police officers that the sergeant's exam discriminated against them, and we brought that lawsuit, and somehow that is today being turned into making her anti-white or making her a believer in reverse discrimination. Nothing could be further from the truth. Those were exams that were attacked and being attacked all over the country for not being job-related. Another important lawsuit had to do with racial gerrymandering, which was taking place, again, in many, many places in this country. We brought a lawsuit in New York against the racial gerrymandering of the city council, and we won. So that I'm shocked that the attacks on her and the attacks on our organization relate to things that I think most people in America would support.
Now, Senate Republicans are expected to use Sotomayor's own words against her from her writings and speeches. What do you think Sotomayor needs to communicate to potential opponents and to the broader public?
I think she has to focus on the fact that she's been on the bench for 17 years. She's never been accused of not adhering to precedent. She's never been accused of not being a fair judge. She's got a record. That's what people ought to be focusing on, not the fact that she may have made some off-the-cuff marks at some meetings or at some conventions, which are now being used to suggest that she should not be a judge. I think anyone who served as a judge for over 17 years will have said one or two things in some public meeting that someone is now going to twist and suggest that this disqualifies them from being a justice of the Supreme Court.
Mr. Perales,
we ought to be focused. Yes,
we need to wrap up, but I just want to ask you what you're going to be listening for today. What in particular?
Well, I'm going to be listening to her. I think it's important for all of us to focus on how it is that she manages to respond to these questions. It's what she says that counts, not the questions that are going to be thrown at her.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us this morning.
My pleasure.
Cesar Perales is the president and general counsel of the group Latino Justice, Puerto Rican Legal Defense and Education Fund. You can hear the confirmation hearings live on our website, WNYC.org, starting at 9:30 this morning. We're also carrying NPR's nightly specials on the day's proceedings at 8 on AM 820.